fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 17th day of December, 2005. Well, we're into year number 2 for J.R. being live on the air once again. I got started in radio in 1995. It's good to be back. It's been a good year with RBN Live. Going straight to our health tip of the week, we've got some big eating holidays coming up. Christmas, New Year's Eve, so forth. I'd like to urge everybody to exercise restraint in these wonderful meals that will be coming up. It would be to your benefit to do so. Book of the week. Well, we have a lot of good books at rbnlive.com. And one we haven't talked about in a while is One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. This President George Bush will be impacting and affecting our lives for at least 2 more years. Might be a good idea to learn more about who he is, what makes him tick. One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas by Carl Schwartz, who, by the way, is a conservative Republican, might give you some insight into what makes this man tick who is sitting in the Oval Office. Firearms tip of the week. Well, gentlemen, ladies, I know that most of you have firearms. I also know that most of you don't have very much ammunition. I guarantee that in the event of any local crisis, whether it's L.A. riots or Hurricane Katrina or a nationwide crisis, I guarantee that retail sales of ammunition will be shut off in hours, leaving you with whatever you've got. Word to the wise, stock up with ammunition now while you can do so, while it's relatively cheap, relatively easy to get. You can do so incrementally. You don't need to be buying 5,000 rounds at one time. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a news article here in front of me dated December 16th. United Press International. British scientists calculate 2005, the warmest year on record since record-keeping began in the 1860s. Yeah, I think that's a bit newsworthy. You're going to see more of this, and you're going to see more articles more frequently about global warming, about the slowing down of the Gulf Stream, more properly called the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor. More articles about the increased number and severity of bizarre storms, like a hurricane off the coast of Brazil. Excuse me, there's never been a hurricane in the South Atlantic, ever, that anybody knows of. Hurricanes in December. There's really strange things going on with the weather. That will continue to become more newsworthy as these events become more frequent and more bizarre. Point being, global warming is not what you think it is. I'm writing an article. I hope to have a note on my website where you can order a copy of it in a week or so. I'm writing an article that gives a fairly detailed account of what's going on and why. It's a footnoted article with a bibliography and a list of websites that you can go and do your own homework. There'll be about 12 books at least in the bibliography for people who want to take the time and do their own research, which, of course, I encourage. looks like the United States Senate is putting the kibosh on the Patriot Act. And it's kind of sad, actually. I mean, we managed to get through World War II without a Patriot Act. The Korean War, the Vietnam War. And we had some very serious adversaries during World War II. There were any number of Germans who were Caucasians and spoke perfect English, having graduated from our best schools, acting in spy capacities for the Third Reich. And J. Edgar Hoover managed to keep things from blowing up in our face quite well without anything like the Patriot Act. I believe these senators are feeling the heat. That's typically what happens when the senators feel the heat. They see the light, and they're putting the kibosh on the Patriot Act. A lot of very disturbing and distressing things coming to light about these wiretaps being conducted by the National Security Agency. Now, this is being overlooked in a lot of the news media, but domestic wiretapping has traditionally been the purview of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. The NSA, National Security Agency, their operations typically deal with overseas matters outside the United States of America. It's highly, highly unusual for the National Security Agency, which we finally call No Such Agency, at Fort Meade, Maryland. It's highly unusual for them to get involved in domestic surveillance matters. That's disturbing in and of itself, with or without any benefit of any court orders. And it turns out, from what I'm reading, we do have some patriots at the NSA, at Fort George Meade in Maryland, who recognized that what they were doing was improper and illegal, and they refused to do so. Of course, being in a paramilitary-type organization, you're threatening your career and your pension by refusing orders of that nature, even if they are illegal. But these men and women, they did the right thing. They refused to carry out what they perceived to be illegal orders, spying on Americans in this country. It's refreshing and gratifying to see that there's still people in the federal service who are willing to do that. It's been my experience that most men and women working for the federal service, these various agencies, are good men and women with good hearts and have the best interest of this country in mind when they show up for work Monday through Friday. That's been my experience. Things can go wrong. We had a period of time in 1993, 1994, when things were very, very wrong, involving a family up in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, involving a peaceful church at a little town called Waco, Texas, involving a federal building in 1995, in Oklahoma City, blowing up, and the evidence being taken to a landfill under guard, where it's still under guard, by the way, under very mysterious circumstances. The whole thing was very unusual. But getting back to my point earlier, most of the people I've met who work for the federal agencies are good people with good hearts who have good intentions, most of them, most of the time. I hope you all are having a great week. I'm told there's a snowstorm en route to Missouri here. I was looking at the radar, couldn't find it, but I'll be on the lookout for the snow coming my way. Let's talk a little bit about health. I've been told that there's currently a debate in the United States Congress on the substance sodium fluoride. I need to do some research and see the status of that. There's more than likely been a piece of legislation introduced. But here's something each and every one of you can do at home, because I know that 99 out of 100 of you can do the following thing, because I know 99 out of 100 of you have toothpaste bought at your local supermarket or pharmacy. Well, next break, go to your cabinet, open up the cabinet, take out the toothpaste, and you'll see the following written on it. You'll see in one corner or the other of the packaging that if you swallow the toothpaste, you should call poison control. Now, that should tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The reason you call poison control is because your toothpaste has poison in it. Why else would you be calling poison control if your toothpaste did not have poison in it? It defies logic. I had a caller once, oh, this has been a number of years ago, they came back on live on the air, and this woman was frantically complimentary. John, you're right. It's right there on the tube, just where you said it was. Well, it's one of those amazing little things that we all have in our cabinet, but nobody takes the time to read. And, of course, the poison in your toothpaste is sodium fluoride. It is one of the most dangerous substances that a human being could ever put in their body. Incredibly toxic at the tiniest levels. And in fact, a couple of scientists, were fired from the Environmental Protection Agency. They were given orders to conduct tests and experiments to find out what what amount of sodium fluoride human beings could ingest and not be harmful. Well, they conducted their tests, they conducted their experiments, and the conclusion they came to, using proper scientific methods, was that there was no known amount, no minimal amount, that human beings could safely put in their bodies in any form, any time, any way. Water, toothpaste, any other way. Well, that was not the assignment, so they got fired. That's the way the government works also. At one time, you could walk into hardware stores any place in the United States, feed stores, and purchase pure powdered sodium fluoride to be used for rat poison. Well, those days are over. This stuff's too dangerous to be let loose in the environment. It is way too dangerous. Another industrial use is for insecticide. Now, most people know the majority of insecticides work directly in the central nervous system, and of course, sodium fluoride does that as well. Sodium fluoride works directly on the central nervous system of any living being that it's put into, whether it's bugs or people. Next question people ask me when I'm doing one of these little sessions on sodium fluoride, well, John, what do you brush your teeth with? Well, Dr. Marianne Moore, D.C., chiropractor, she takes care of the family's health, and she has found a brand of toothpaste that's made in another country. She orders it through the food co-op that we belong to, and it has no sodium fluoride in it. People can use salt. People can use baking soda. There's a number of different things people can brush their teeth with without putting one of the most dangerous poisons in the world inside your mouth, which I think is not the best idea. This global warming thing is not going to go away, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be hearing more about it, and you'll be hearing that it's your fault because you live in a first world country and you operate internal combustion vehicles, and that this is a human-made problem that can be solved with human means. That's what you'll keep hearing. And you may hear that the United States is being criticized because we have not signed on to the Kyoto Protocols. There aren't many things I agree with this president on, George Bush, but that's one of them. We have no business being involved in that. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
This is J.R. Moore. It is the 17th day of December. We have 2 Tennessee volunteers on hold. I love the state of Tennessee, one of the most beautiful states in the Union, in my opinion, especially East Tennessee. And we've got Dylan. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. And I'm in Texas.
Oh, Dylan's in Texas. Excuse me. Well, go ahead. I know I love Texas also.
All right. I've got some good news and some good news.
Okay.
Regarding this toothpaste with the warning on the back of it. Yeah, major toothpaste does have the warning on the back of it.
Right.
Letting you know there's poison inside, okay? And for a while I was using the so-called natural toothpaste with no fluoride in it. But now I'm just using stevia, powdered extract from the herb stevia.
Well, I'm familiar with stevia as a sweetener. I didn't know you could use it to brush your teeth.
Well, it is an antiseptic, and honestly, I don't know anyone else that brushes their teeth with stevia, but I've been doing it now for over a month. And also, since I've started using this stevia, because it's a major sweetener, it's like 40 times stronger
sugar.
So I've been putting it in my water. All my water now, I just put a little bit of stevia in it, and I drink it. And here in Central Texas, you know, my nose is pretty much running all the time.
Right.
And so I was consuming about 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in these little emergency packets. This
right.
is what I was doing. On bad days, I would take one of these packets every hour.
Really?
1,000 milligrams. Well, since I've been taking the stevia in my water, now, in an average day, I don't even take one of those emergency packets.
Really?
Yeah, for at least 3 weeks now, I've basically, yeah, like I said, I was taking thousands of milligrams of C a day, and now that I've been supplementing my water with the stevia, I don't seem to want the vitamin C, and my nose is not running as much.
Fascinating.
And the other good news pertains to what anyone can do to fight this information war here and today. I appreciate your firearms tips and things like that. I learn a lot. But the war is now, and it's an information war. And here in Central Texas, this is what I'm able to get away with. The back of my car is a billboard. I have real big slogans on there about 911 being treason. And, of
right.
course, I advertise in the back of my car the local micro-broadcasting station as well as RBN Live. I have RBN Live stickers on three sides of my car. And a lot of people ask me, oh, how often do you get harassed by policemen? Well, I'm a delivery driver, private contractor. I drive my personal vehicle on my job. I drive about 100 miles a day making deliveries. And once in a while, I do get pulled over because I'll make a lane change without a signal, or I'll be speeding, or I might do a rolling stop to a stop
right.
sign.
Right.
And I'm always let off with a warning. Here in Austin, Texas, I'm always let off with a warning. And this one guy, it seemed like he had to give me a ticket. I was going by a park. I was doing 42 in a 30 zone.
Okay.
And he decided he had to give me a ticket. He was almost apologetic. And he gave me a totally bogus license plate number where he was supposed to write my number for my license plate. He gave me a totally bogus license plate number. So I just got that ticket dismissed. And then the last one was I was in the county just north of us. I'm in Travis County, but we deliver also up into Williamson County, just north of us.
Right.
And that's where the RBN studios are, in Williamson County. And they're notoriously more unfair. The mm-hmm. policemen and are notoriously more unfair. Anyway,
they're aggressive. Yeah.
I just got pulled over the other day in Williamson County. And the guy, all he did was look at my ID. He didn't want to see my insurance. I was just courteous as usual. And he just said, I'll see you later. He didn't even give me a warning. He just said, I'll see you later.
Right.
So anyone in Central Texas, if you think they're going to get harassed for having an RBN sticker or something about 911 on the back of your car, think again.
That's good news, Dylan.
And God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your call. John from New York. Are you there, sir?
Hey, on your weather a little bit. I was plowing our snow. We just had a snowstorm here yesterday. Real heavy wet. Kind of different from what we normally would get.
Right.
And but it was, as I plowed it was almost like I was plowing up blue plastic mixed in with the snow, and it wasn't anything but other than the color coming from the snow. I mean, like a sky blue right into the snow.
Really?
So whatever that was in this, you know, incorporated to make the snow is blue in color.
Okay.
And also, there's a real good health program on Coast to Coast tonight, or Monday night. It's Dr. Livingston, I want to say. Maybe that's incorrect. He deals with genetics and biology, or mind. Your genetics or DNA are controlled by biology of mind.
Right.
And that's supposed to be on, and I listened to it on the Power Hour. It was quite informative, and basically, it dictates that prayer is one method, and also that just good health in general of
absolutely
positive thinking.
Thank you, John.
Anyhow, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Stay tuned. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife the Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on the 17th day of December. And now we finally got the man from the volunteer state. John, are you there, sir? Hello, John.
Can you hear me, John?
I can hear you. You're on the road?
Yes, I am. First of all, thank you for telling me about the book, The Unseen Hand, written almost 20 years ago, I guess, and pretty accurate.
He calls it
an introduction to conspiratorial view of history, but it's
right.
Pretty detailed.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Secondly, I have a friend listening today, and I was trying to explain to him who you were and how you came to take the position that you have on our government. So if you would, I know you've done it before for me, if you would kind of give a little bit of background about John Moore.
Oh, sure.
And how you came to believe in this conspiracy in government.
Well, I can do that. You want to do this on the air, John?
No,
you wanna...
I'll listen on the radio.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. We always have new listeners. John's friend is just one of many. I enlisted in U.S. military intelligence when I was 19 years old. I got to Vietnam 2 weeks after my 20th birthday. I was assigned to psychological warfare down in the Mekong Delta. Most of my job entailed researching classified documents, including interviewing prisoners and finding out everything I could about the war so that in turn I could write propaganda to be used against our enemies, those enemies being the Viet Cong. I attended secret briefings every morning at the 4th Corps headquarters. I was up to my eyeballs, literally, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, in classified material on that war. At the same time, my parents had thoughtfully provided a subscription to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch newspaper, which arrived in bundles of two or three at a time. In reading these newspapers about the Vietnam War, compared to what I knew was going on from my work I was doing, it was like it was two different wars. Over the period of my tour of duty, I came to realize that what people were being told was going on was not even close to the reality in Vietnam. I came to realize that the government that we were supporting with American lives and blood and money was a corrupt third world government that excluded two-thirds of the population from active participation, that two-thirds being the Buddhists. The people in charge were Catholic, South Vietnamese government. I came to the conclusion prior to leaving, in fact, about halfway through my tour of duty, that what we were doing was probably illegal. It turned out it was illegal. Probably immoral. It was immoral. And not in a proper expenditure of American lives and blood and money. In hindsight, we now know that most of the 55,000 men and women on that black granite wall in Washington are there for one reason and one reason only. That's the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution passed by United States Congress in 1964, authorizing us to go to war in Vietnam. The Gulf of Tonkin Resolution was based on the Gulf of Tonkin incident, where allegedly North Vietnamese gunboats attacked United States Navy ships in a place called the Gulf of Tonkin. There was speculation for many years, but now we know. There is no doubt whatsoever the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was based on, never happened. Never, never happened. Therefore, most of those 55,000 names on that black granite wall in Washington, D.C. are there because of a lie, because of a fraud perpetrated on the United States Congress by the executive branch. The executive branch lied to the United States Congress in order to go to war. Does that sound like a familiar theme, ladies and gentlemen? Because we're in it right now. The executive branch has once again lied to the United States Congress in order to get a resolution to go into Iraq and invade a country at peace that did not have the means or the desire or the wherewithal to harm anybody in this country. So here we are 40 years later, back in the same place, at war because the executive branch lied to the legislative branch. That's John Moore in a nutshell. Details are at my website, my bio, thelibertyman.com. I'm in my fourth decade as a private investigator. I got my first murder assignment in 1973. My most recent murder assignment I got 2 weeks ago, investigating the shooting death of a young woman in Iraq, of all things. The Army says it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but they're saying it's not suicide. Excuse me. It's going to be an interesting case, and I'll help these grieving parents to the best of my ability to get justice for their 19-year-old daughter who died in Iraq. So check out the website. My bio's there. I've got some interesting videotapes you might be interested in. We got Christmas coming up, some firearms-related videos. Videos related to being safe from events that could be harmful to you and your family, whether they're terrorist-related events or other events related to bizarre weather climatic conditions like Hurricane Katrina, for example, or a severe earthquake. Check it out. You may find something there you like, thelibertyman.com. And we have It looks like Charles in California. Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, John. I've got your book and video. Very good. I was wondering what you would recommend for ammunition for guns I have. I have a 12-gauge shotgun, a 308 rifle, a 30-30 rifle, and also a 22LR. What would you recommend a good amount of ammunition for those, and which ones would you pick first?
Well, it is 30-30 and a 22.
And a 308.
And a 3, I got you. Your 12-gauge is probably the most, give you the most flexibility in terms of shooting anything from rabbits and squirrels on up to defending yourself from crazy people.
This would be more for defense. I'm not really a hunter.
Okay. Well, for defense, probably a number 4 buckshot.
Okay.
That's what our number, our double lot. They're both just about equally effective, double lot buck or number 4 buck.
Okay.
For your 308, I would say get about 5,000 rounds of military surplus 308.
Where would you get that from? 5,000 rounds? That's a lot.
Well, I have friends who would say it's not a lot. It's a good start.
Okay.
It's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any independent gun store can order it in for you if they don't have it in stock, and gun shows would be a good place. And
military surplus, 5,000 rounds.
Oh,
like
sure.
A box. Yeah.
About
Shotgun News. Can you find it in there?
Shotgun News. You can buy it through the mail.
Okay.
That's one of the unrestricted items.
Yeah.
30-30 would be primarily a hunting-type weapon. It's a lever action.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, be sure you get blunt-nose ammunition so that it won't, one won't set off the one in front of it.
Okay.
Right. And I would just get a couple hundred rounds of just some soft-nose hunting ammunition. And
yeah.
As far as 22 long rifle, that comes in cases, and a brick is 500 rounds.
Right.
And
very cheap.
Yeah, if 5,000 rounds of that is, I would just get 5,000 rounds and pack it away and never touch it, and just get a couple hundred rounds at a time for a general use around the farm or the ranch or whatever you're doing out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so you think 5,000 would be a good number to have for the 308, huh?
Absolutely. That's a good start.
Have you had any of those RBCD ammunition at all?
RB, I'm not sure what that is.
It's high-powered. They're made in San Antonio by a private company out there.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
I heard Bo Greitz talking about them. I called them up and ordered some. They kind of explode upon impact and make a huge hole.
Well, I'm personally acquainted with Bo, and if Bo says it's good stuff, then I'll defer to that. It's probably good stuff.
Yeah, but they're kind of expensive. It's like $35 for 20 of them.
That's outrageously expensive. You can
they're
military,
high velocity.
Yeah. You should be able to get military surplus for 8 to 10 cents a round.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, thanks for your information.
Okay.
I'll keep that in mind.
You're welcome. Okay. And then we got Ralph from Oklahoma. Are you there, sir?
At that time, I'd lost track of you there until you got back on or I got back with you.
This is Radio Ralph, and I've gone from 2 to 4 to 3 to 4, and now I'm back to 2 to 3. So.
Well, anyway, at that time, the last I'd heard from you, you were going to the Senior Olympics, and I haven't heard. How did you do there?
Oh, you don't want to hear about this. This was back in the end of May, beginning of June. I ran the 100-meter, 200-meter, 50-meter dash, standing long jump, running long jump. Here's the story behind the story. I was working out at the local track, high school track here near my home. The Friday before the Senior Olympics, the track coach offered to time me in the 100-meter, and I said, sure, I'd like to be timed. Well, about 25 yards from the finish line, I pulled a muscle in my leg, I ended up competing 2 days later with an injury, and that's my excuse. I had a fairly decent time at the high school track. I think it was 15.7 for the 100 meter. But unfortunately, running injured and the following Monday, I increased that time by two full seconds, which is a huge amount of time in 100 meter. But it was a good experience. I learned that I can't expect to work out for 90 days and compete against men who work out at least 6 months before the event. These guys, one individual in particular, he's been competing in some kind of athletic activity continuously for more than 30 years. So I think it was a bit on my part of not being how can you say this? I went in there with pretty high expectations for not working out any more than what I did, but it was a good experience, and I'm starting to work out again in the next week or so to get prepared for the 06 Senior Olympics.
You gave him a good chance. Had it not been for that, you may have tied the whole thing up. Anyway,
well,
one question.
Go ahead.
You haven't been in broadcasting, I guess, that long, but I know several that have. None of them understand. They've all talked and sell shortwave radios and what have you, but they never keep one on their premise while they're broadcasting, whether they can listen. I always thought, well, they could at least listen to it on breaks and different things like that and see what's actually going on.
Right.
And just like today, they've got our numbers, I know, because the whole system was up full-scale reading on mine until you come on, and about 20 minutes after you're on, it falls apart. And
really?
I just wondered if, yeah, and it's always been that way, no matter.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, yeah, that's something I used to disagree with. My daddy said, aren't you worried about them getting your numbers? I said, no, I'd rather worry about getting our numbers. But anyway, rest his soul. But I just wondered, would that be that hard to do? Because I'm sitting here and you're sitting there.
If to you get which number?
Your wave radio that you could keep tuned in, and maybe your wife or somebody could kind of monitor it just a little bit, or during breaks look and see what's going on.
Well, it's an interesting concept, Ralph. Of course, if something goes south, you know, that transmitter is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
I don't know if there's anything they can even do about it.
But I just wondered if you and some others was aware that
We've been getting these reports. In fact, shortwave all over the world was shut down earlier this year. We had reports.
Yeah, I called, Craig Roberts.
I know Craig very well.
Yeah, and because he's got a better antenna system and all than most. And I don't think it was coming in real good, but it was coming in on what I was asking him. And I said,
well, I've been to Craig's home and I've seen his Radio Shack. He has a fairly sophisticated setup for communications.
Right.
And he's in a good spot geographically. I'm in a real deep valley, and he's on a fairly nice little plain there where there's no close by hills to disrupt
right.
the signal.
Well, he was able to get that day that there was what I was calling a shutdown. There's everything gone. The international clock that what comes out of Colorado.
The atomic clock, right.
And he didn't say much until I mentioned, do you know that shut down too? And then he got excited and he went to check.
Well, that's run by the Navy.
Right, well.
Yeah, and they have some pretty good equipment that normally is not interfered with.
Oh, one more thing. You were in Vietnam and doing what all you did. There was one thing I noticed, and it comes to me more and more all the time. When you'd see the natives over there that, would have the basic, was a Catholic and Buddhist with a religion, Kowtai,
right.
and different
right.
things like that. Okay, when you'd see one wearing a crucifix, I would say, oh, you're a Christian. And they'd want to know what you were talking about.
Right.
And I'd point to that, and I said, that you're a Christian. I'm a Catholic. They can speak English, the ones I'm talking
about.
Well,
a lot of them could.
And I always wondered how come the Catholics never mentions, you know, you're supposed to be Christian, but it was
always Catholic. Well, it could have been a language barrier. Most Catholics I know would refer to themselves quite easily and readily as a Christian.
Well, maybe that's what I thought.
But in Vietnam, you know, you got some cultural and language things going on there that you don't have in this country.
Well, then, like I say, most of them seem like they could carry on a conversation fairly well in English, but they really didn't know what a Christian was. Anyway, thank you, Craig.
Thank you for your call, Ralph. Appreciate it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth with John Moore. Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we have on hold Jim from Kansas. Are you there, sir? Hello, Jim.
Yeah, I had to cough there.
No problem. Go ahead.
Over in Nam, I heard that there was certain targets we could not hit. Is this true?
Oh, in particular, something that really made a lot of GIs angry, the Michelin rubber plantations. Hundreds and hundreds of acres of rubber trees that... Once the Viet Cong figured this out, they used the Michelin rubber plantations as safe havens.
Oh.
Because we could not bring in any heavy artillery, any airstrikes, that kind of thing. And when our people were on the ground there using small arms, rifles, grenade launchers, and so forth, if we damaged or destroyed any rubber trees, the Michelin people got compensated per tree that was damaged and destroyed. And, of course, the GIs would get in trouble for damaging trees. So it was not a pretty picture.
That happened to us in Germany, but that was way after the war. I was there in 58, you know, and then they made us quit running trees.
You guys were running over with tanks, weren't you?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I know.
Accidentally.
There was... I flew 57 combat missions kicking leaflets, and we would occasionally get near the Cambodian border and have to do a quick turnaround once the pilots realized that they were had crossed the international border. There were some other areas. There was an area about the size of a county, an American county, down in the Delta, controlled by a religious group called the Wahas. And the Wahas didn't get along with anybody. The South Vietnamese government, the Viet Cong, the Americans, they just pretty much kicked butt and took names, and you just didn't go into their territory, no matter who you were. So we left them alone. The Viet Cong left them alone. The South Vietnamese government left them alone, and everything was fine.
They knew what they were doing, didn't they?
They did. They were some tough hombres, and you just didn't mess with the Wahas. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Then there was one other little thing, just a minor detail, but that guy talked about stevia.
Yes.
I found out why it works. It is not an antibacterial. What it is, it's a sweet. Well, all bacteria and such love sweets because that gives them the energy to move around. So
yeah.
Anything that tastes sweet, they eat it. Turns uh-huh. out, though, that in stevia there is no nutrition whatsoever.
Okay.
And they die of lack of nutrition.
My goodness.
And that's the way it kills the bugs.
That's fascinating.
So I thought, well, that doesn't sound, it sounds reasonable, but I just don't really believe it. So I thought, well, I'll test it. How can I test it? So I got me a gallon of milk, got down to about a half inch left in the bottom, and I left it sit there until the due date.
Right.
And those due dates are amazingly accurate around here.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I put a pinch of stevia in there, just what I can get on the end of a teaspoon, about a quarter of an inch or the end of a teaspoon was all I put
right.
in.
Right.
And it lasted another 9 days before it started going sour. Past
no kidding. Amazing.
So I think it was working.
Amazing.
And then the smell it had was not the usual smell of a sour milk. It had a different smell to it, meaning the
smell of
bugs were being killed.
Thank you, Jim.
You betcha.
I think we're out of time. It was a great show. We didn't get to George in Minnesota. George, call back next week. You all be safe, and God bless America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.